Speaking. Easy, right? Just push some air over your vocal folds, shape the sound, and you too can compel others to listen and take action. Of course, the technicalities of speaking are already known to you. You probably think about them as much as you do breathing. So giving speech instruction to our heads, look here, inflect there, imagine the audience like this, makes little sense. Sure, the concepts and ideas are interesting enough, but in the moment of speaking, they're sanguine at best, and often worse, a distraction. We don't speak with our heads. Although it's easy to understand why that seems to be the case. Instead, the airflow that makes up our speech, that audible, interpretable bit that others hear, starts in the body. When we sound like ourselves, our diaphragm supports the voice without us even knowing. But we're so often in our heads when we speak about the stuff that matters. And it tends to be negative. Don't forget. Don't go on. Don't they care? As we get drawn by our heads, we lose contact with the body. Our voice falters. Doubt creeps in. And we don't sound like ourselves anymore. That's why voice work is predominantly about problem solving. We practice the act of speaking and find practical solutions to the challenges that arise. This is nimble, creative work that opens the space for you to sound like yourself.